in the Vishnu Purana, other Puranas, it said that Vishnu is the original form of the Lord, and other avatars come from him, including Krishna. But we say that Krishna is the source of all avatars. So why is it like that? Actually, both are true. It depends on perspective. We consider this is the material world where the avatars descend. This is the spiritual world where the Lord in his various pastimes lives eternally. Avatar means he descends from here to here. And Lord Vishnu, Vishnu has many manifestations also. There is Vishnu in Vaikuntha, and there are three forms of Vishnu who look after this world. Mahavishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, Shivadaksha Vishnu. So Shivadaksha Vishnu is present as a Paramatma in our heart. Garbhodaksha Vishnu stays at the top of the universe, above Brahma Loka. And he is the form of Vishnu to whom the devatas pray. Whenever they are in trouble, devatas and Brahmas go and they pray. So we could say that that form of Vishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, is between the material world and the physical world. He is in the material world, but he is transcendental. So, from the perspective of this world, whenever there is a danger, whenever there is adharma, the devatas pray to Vishnu. And in response to the prayer to Vishnu, an avatar appears. So, from this world's perspective, every avatar is coming through Vishnu. So, in that sense, Vishnu is the source of all avatars. Because all the avatars are coming through Vishnu. But in another sense, if we consider these avatars are already existing in the spiritual world, then they are all eternal and they descend at particular times. And among the various manifestations of God, there are all different moods. So Krishna and Vishnu are God, the same one person, in different moods. So that same one person, Krishna, he manifests more intimate relationships. Vishnu does not have a father. Vishnu generally doesn't have have Balmila. Ram has Balmila. But Vishnu, but even Ram's friends, you know, they are not as intimate with Krishna, with Ram. There is some Aishwarya Bhav is still there, as Krishna's friends are with Krishna. And Krishna and his place his friends, sometimes Krishna is defeated by his friends, and his friends tell Krishna, carry us on your own. And Krishna carries them. Krishna becomes like their servant. So, that same one person manifests more intimate loving reciprocations as Krishna than as Vishnu. So in that sense, Krishna, because he manifests more quality than Vishnu, therefore it is said that Krishna is the original manifest, original personality of God. In the spiritual world, everybody, all the manifestations are eternal. It is not that first Krishna exists and Vishnu exists. When we talk about original in the spiritual world, it is not in the sense of time, because everything is eternal. It is in the sense of philosophical conception. That Krishna is the person who manifests, or God in his manifestation as Krishna manifests more qualities than does Vishnu. That is just by his choice. And that is a small difference. We don't have to make it a very big difference. So because Krishna manifests more qualities than Vishnu, so in that sense Krishna is said to be the origin. And in that sense we said Krishna is the avatari, is the source of all avatars. But it is not that Krishna and Vishnu are fighting with each other. You know, I am the source of all incarnations. Krishna is saying, no, I am the source of all incarnations. So they are not fighting, why should we be fighting? So, these are very small matters, and they are matters of rasa. Even if somebody worships Vishnu, somebody considers Vishnu to be the Supreme Lord, Vishnu to be the original source of all avatars, that's fine. They will still become devoted, they will still become liberated. There is room for transcendental subjectivity in the spiritual world. So, in Vaikuntha, in Dwarka, in Ayodhya, in the spiritual world, The Ayodhya Vasis don't think, hey, you know, we are worshipping Ram, what to do? But Ram is not the original person. Krishna is the original person. So they are fully contented worshipping Ram. And for all practical purposes, the way they deal with Ram is as if Ram is the supreme person. Ram is the original supreme person. And in the Brihat Bhagavatam, which is the Mukundana Sadhana Goswami, he describes how when the Gop Kumar goes to Dwarka, the Gop Kumar goes to Vaikuntha, goes to Ayodhya. There the Ayodhya was saying to Dwarka Vasis that our Aradhya Dev is the original supreme person. And Sadhana Goswami was saying, oh, they are thinking like this, but they are wrong. No, there is no need to think like that. Because there is transcendental subjectivity. That means transcendence is ultimately a matter of rasa. It's a matter of aesthetic experience. And in that experience, every manifestation fully reciprocates love with their devotees. And the devotees are fully satisfied. So, both points, what Vishnu Purana says is true, what the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya has explained, taking the Bhagavatam, is also true. It is from different perspectives, and there is no need to aggravate this difference.